live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 254. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. Joined momentarily by my co-host Jonathan Birdsong. It is May. We are in the month of May. In the month of May is a special time, especially, you know, here in this city. We've got the mini marathon, you've got the the Grand Prix, you've got the Indianapolis 500. Typically you'd have Pacers playoffs, you've got the Kentucky Derby, you've got a lot going on the month of May. The month of May is here. We are excited. Just had the draft. My co-host is joining me, Jonathan Birdsong, JB. How are you tonight?
Man, I'm doing just fine, man. It looks like spring has sprung here in the Circle City, man. I could be more excited about it. I know you gave us a pretty good rundown. I kind of came in on a tail end conversation talking about the 500 and the potential. Can you know, kind of some things kind of happened during month of May, man, but have you gone on an official rundown on what we're talking about tonight on tonight's show?
No, I have not yet. Tonight's show, we're going to talk the NFL draft. The draft was this past weekend. We've got some news and notes from the draft, how your teams did, what our grades were for some of these teams. We'll be talking that tonight. We've got NBA. The NBA playoffs is in full swing. We are in the second round series right now. Four great series going on. We'll talk that. We've got some quick hitters. We'll take your calls tonight. We're here till 8:15, 8:30-ish tonight, so call in 929-477-3331. Let your voice be heard. Yeah, tonight we'll talk that. It's the month of May, John. It's we are there. And let's dive right in first to the NFL draft. That was last Thursday night. Number one pick, no surprise, was Bryce Young. Number two, C.J. Stroud going in at number two. And then Houston swings in and trades up and says, hey, you know what? We got the second pick, but we want the third pick as well. So they went out and got themselves Will Anderson, defensive edge rusher from Alabama. And then the Indianapolis Colts were up. They took quarterback, as they needed a quarterback, they took quarterback Anthony Richardson from Florida. Your thoughts, John?
Just those top four picks, man. So, like, the Texans went in with a pretty good hand when it, as far as, like, where they, you know what I'm saying, but they didn't, they wanted to kind of control their own destiny, man. So, you know, they told everybody they wasn't picking. They let it out that maybe Will Levis was going to be the number two overall pick. I thought it was going to be laughable, man, because it's already somewhat of a laughing stock organization anyway, man. Another conversation for another time, right? But, like, no, man, they come out looking like winners. I don't want to get too crazy into draft grades. Draft grades, correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon. Draft grades basically is like the team addressed its needs over, its gaping needs, right, over from the last season, right? So if that's what a draft grade is, and, man, you can say the Texans hit it out the park because, like, they, like you said, they traded up. And to answer a defense like this, like, they've got a defensive-minded coach. That's, you know what I'm saying? He's a new coach, man. And though, you know what I'm saying, there's still some doubt on C.J. Stroud as far as, like, is he going to be the day one starter or is he going to be the, you know what I'm saying, day one through week six, you know what I'm saying, 17, that kind of guy. Or is he going to just kind of – we know there's going to be some struggle there. But, again, man, the Texans swung for it, and I, you know what I'm saying, I think they if we were giving out grades, they would get an A+. The Colts, you got to hit that clock at some point, right? A quarterback. They know they need a quarterback. What's going to be concerning, and we can get to the X and O's of it, once if, you know what I'm saying, it's nearly not a whole lot, and I'm not trying to be facetious. It is what it is, Brandon. The Colts needs a quarterback. The best talented quarterback on the board was Quinn Richardson. Same on me. Anthony Richardson. Same on me. I messed it up already. It was Anthony Richardson. With that being said, like, he had to take the pick. I get it, man. Everybody, you know, the tape is grainy. This is the truth. Like, when you go back to the past season of him at Florida, but he is, we saw what you saw. If you're a deep guru or, you know what I'm saying, invested into this sports thing, like Brandon Arr. You saw what the combine kind of showed you, what the numbers kind of put up and what he looks like, man. And he looks like Cam Newton reincarnated, man. So away you go. So what can you do? You're not gonna draft that, right? So you put that, and then the Colts want to digest that however they want to support that remains to be seen. We'll talk about that here in the next segment. But no real outside of like what the Texans did. I don't really think there's really any real surprises, man. I think I know you're a fan out here in a little bit. Your team, the Steelers, they address the need to be relevant in the North Division. And that's kind of what, most teams who will get an A, B grade, I think that's what most teams, like as we kind of go through this, like that's what they address the needs of what their team, the team deficiencies, they address the immediate needs.
Yeah. Looking at the, I think draft grades are, they're drafting based off of potential, or they're grading based off of potential. And kind of where they went with the that's where I think you go. You go two different ways. It's either off of the potential they could be or kind of what they were off of what the needs they have. And my thing is I thought Indianapolis, looking at Indianapolis's picks, Richardson at the fourth pick, the second round, they traded back twice and got Juju Brents, cornerback from Kansas State, local product here. And Warren Central, they got him. And then the third round, they went out and got wide receiver finally from North Carolina, Josh Downs. I love that pick for the Colts. I think it's a I'm not going to say Michael Pittman's not an athletic wide receiver, but I just feel like Josh Downs is going to be more of a universal tool wide receiver.
It's irritating, though, when our guy starts trading out of the second round, third round pick.
Right? He keeps trading out. He's trading back, back.
Dude, address the need. Again, like the first trade was with the Raiders, I do believe, and they picked up the tight end. I'm like, man, come on, man. You pick up the tight end from Notre Dame. And I'm saying, man, everybody, you can poo-poo Notre Dame as a program, but at a certain positions, like historically, couple years, man, I say 4 or 5, they're pretty good at tight end, like putting them in the league, man, like, you know, like kind of pay attention, like, coach, you need a tight end, like, it becomes frustrating. So I get it, but he trades back. There's no way you could not be happy with, if anybody go look at that, Josh Downs stats in a North Carolina uniform. And whatever you can think about North Carolina as a program, I get it, man. It's the ACC, and it kind of looks like air raid football. But he's kind of a clutch performer there for that particular school and program. That's the truth. Like I said, did the coach really address all of their needs?
I feel
that
they did.
Just go down a little wormhole with some of these Colts fans. You're super solid on linebacker. You're saying that I'm saying the organization says now they should, because I don't think they drafted a linebacker. I could be wrong. I don't think they drafted a linebacker.
They
at
did
all.
In the seventh round.
Tito
Leo from Wagner.
Man, he might be out here stocking shells at Target. Never know. And there's no shame in that. There's nothing. If that's what you got to do, believe me. But listen, what I'm saying, Brandon. Elite level. That means Darius Leonard's he's 100%. Because we're asking, I'm telling you.
No, but I think they addressed it, and that's what everybody wants them to at least address it. I think you're
playing.
Now, I'm not saying you're talking like a Colts fan, but your thought process right now as a Colts fan is like, well, I'll be pissed that we didn't address it. Okay, well, we addressed it. Well, I'm pissed at the players we picked with it. You ain't a Super Bowl contender off of this. I'm sorry, there's a lot. But
oh, no.
This is
no,
at
no,
least
no.
a
it
start
just,
to get yourself into a winning organization.
Correct. But, Brandon, you're asking this frustrated fan base to be patient on one
anymore.
End. Okay. There were a lot of high fives, though. I will say that, Brandon. There were a lot of high fives, a lot of happy faces when the pick went in and it was him.
I hope it happens, because if not, whew.
Well, I mean, you're gonna have to have some pushers too, and some people that can thump. Again, if Shaq Leonard, as long as he don't have another name change and get out there to punch and ball like how he was, man, I hope the defense is. Listen, folks, what our guy Danny Briggs on the Indianapolis quarter said was true, man. We're gonna get a nice deep and helping of Gardner Minshew. That's the reality.
Ballard said, excuse me, I don't know why I yawned. Long day today. Ballard did say in the presser afterwards, we drafted him for what he can do in the future. So they're not looking for him to do anything spectacular. I think maybe, and the schedule comes out next Thursday. I can't wait to see, obviously, when the Steelers come back here and play. But I can't wait to see how many games. I think it could be 4 to 5 games before Richardson would get the start. Not before he's earned it, or not before Gardner Minshew's played like shit, but Jimmy Irsay saying, all right, we've done 4 games now, man. Let's go get Anthony Richardson in there to throw that football. So I'm going to say 4 to 5 games.
Brandon, I don't even know, man. What if, and I wrote this on my notes, man. What if Sam Ehlinger is probably a little bit tighter with his spiral?
They went down that road. They don't want to go back down that road, John. That road has axe murderers on the side ready to cut you up. They don't want to go back down that road.
Ehlinger ain't getting cut.
Nope, he's going to earn a paycheck just like the last 6 quarterbacks did on the Colts that aren't with the team anymore.
Okay. All right, I'm just saying, man. I don't know if he gets the reins turned over that soon, man. I'm saying, Brad, it might even be like week 12.
You better hope not. Long season for the Colts fans. Long season.
Brandon, let me think about I kind of peppered it, man. But, like, what you think about Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers, first-round pick. They traded up from 17. They traded up and got Broderick Jones, offensive tackle from Georgia. As our guy from Philadelphia says, the GM. I want to say Howie Long, but it's not Howie Long. Howie Roseman says, hey, if you got players playing, you're picking players from the national championship team, you got proven winners. They went and got Broderick Jones, offensive tackle, to block for Kenny Pickett, to protect that young quarterback, to protect him. And this is supposed to be his maturation year where we're supposed to see the next step. Steelers, by the way, Reggie giving me shit last week on Twitter. Steelers won the last 7 games in a row. Last 7 straight, they won. And he still owes me money for, A, them beating the Colts, over 500.
Has Reggie called in here lately?
He's missing. Dude's missing. He's been in jail, Twitter jail, or jail.
Internet jail.
I called him back to him. I said, I believe you owe me some money for the Steelers being over 500, finishing that season. But they went out and got Broderick Jones, give me a good block. Second round, first pick of the second round, the pick they got from the Bears for the Chase Claypool trade. They went out and got Joey Porter Jr., keeping it within the fam. I love that. Joey Porter Jr., they needed to address a cornerback. They needed to get cornerback. They lost Cam Sutton to free agency. They went out. Not only did they get Patrick Peterson during free agency, but they went out and got Joey Porter Jr. here. A little concerning. He only had one interception last year. But the Duke can tackle. The Duke can play coverage. I think he'll get some more picks in this league with that. Then they went out and got a defensive tackle from Wisconsin, Keenanu Benton. I think that was a good pickup from Wisconsin. Darrell Washington, tight end, just added. Dude, that dude looks like a truck. Big old tight end. Big truck tight end.
Right.
Huge. He looked like me of Marcus Pollard is what he looked like. They went and got him, and then they went out and got Herberg, the edge rusher from Wisconsin as well. So 2 guys from Wisconsin. Herberg, dude, I'm telling you, Herberg was a steal of the draft. getting him in the fourth round. And then they went in seventh round, got Corey Trice, cornerback from Purdue. We've seen him play several times for the Boilermakers, so it was good to see him pick. And then they got another offensive tackle from Maryland. I did see several analysts saying that the Steelers' picks were all above value from where they thought they would, like where they their value was. The Steelers always got them a little bit better than what they were projected to be, if that makes sense. Steelers, everywhere I'm seeing, John, Steelers have one. They had a top five draft class from everything I've seen so far. Colts have had a top one up there as well, but the Steelers had a top five from everybody. Everybody said Pittsburgh had a grazing draft, and I will agree. Omar Khan, GM's first year, first draft for him. He's not afraid to do what it takes to win, and they said that in the post in the press conference on Thursday night and on Friday. I like what I'm seeing. You got the offensive tackle. And who would have thought going into last year when Kenny Pickett was going to be a rookie and Mitch Trubisky was your starting quarterback, you would say, hey, we got a chance to win this AFC North. Couldn't have said that. Now you can. I'm excited.
I mean, you have to be. I mean, the division's still kind of, you know, kind of down there in Cincinnati is kind of where things kind of be top heavy. But I can't think about, especially with the drama with the Ravens kind of went through, and yeah, I get it. They didn't brought a diva receiver in here, and yes, I think that they also kind of addressed some of the other issues that the Ravens did that they needed, but they still got a kind of a pissed-off quarterback, and I get that he signed the contract, but it ain't the contract that he wanted to sign, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And he still got to throw to the diva wide receiver who kind of will flake out on you if you don't throw to him. They gotta get a chemistry. Like being Twitter buddies is one thing, but they gotta get a chemistry, man. I ain't putting who got the Ravens going to the Super Bowl? Nobody, you know what I mean? So why not? Why not the Swiss Army Knives, Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, again, if we was giving out grades, I give them A+, man, because they address a lot of needs, or they either needs or support system for their new quarterback.
Can I tell you who I gave a draft grade of an F to?
The Oakland A's? No, I'm just joking. No, man. Who'd you give a draft grade to?
Detroit Lions. Detroit
it's
Lions.
A stretch, man. I know what you're saying, Brandon. I don't want.
Why did you draft a running back at six? You could have drafted the top running back at six, but you traded back so you could get your guy, and then you go out and get Gibbs when you could have.
They need to plug a hole. They need to get another defensive player.
They need
there,
defense.
Man.
They need to stop. They can score already. They need defense to stop giving up 50 a game.
Right. Right. I didn't really like the talent. Like that kid. That kid's good now, Brandon. But you can get the when you go crazy. You drive me crazy when you say value pick. Like the talent is there because he can do a little bit more than just an average running back. Right. But he still is a running back, and we know that's still a bit of a stretch at that pick. So you could have got that pick somewhere else. So, if you don't want it, just trade out, right? There's that fact. It didn't trade out for more picks. You pulled you a Ballard. So there's that kind of – but Brandon, my point is they need to pick a defensive player, not a cornerback, not a safety. They need to find an edge guy to bolster their defense. Who outside is the kid from Michigan and who they got last year? He's going to stay forever in the state of Michigan, his professional football career, right? Who else do they have of note? You know what I mean? Who else is, you know what I mean? Nobody, right? So why didn't you pick a defensive guy there? It boggles my mind, man. Or like I said, trade out, you could have got that same guy. Because nobody, he wasn't anybody's radar, not that high.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, all right, Detroit. Brandon gave you F, man.
Yeah, complete F. I don't understand that. I didn't understand it. It was terrible, piss poor, especially when the division's opened up now, right?
Is it opened up?
I mean, anytime Kirk Cousins is still there, I mean, you've seen what he can do.
Wow. You have said, man, Aaron Rodgers is gone, y'all. Who's going to inherit the North?
Bears at this point.
Are you sure?
Well, who else is it?
You know,
I mean, the Vikings are all right, but
like, well, it ain't nobody just gonna go undefeated
no.
in the division. Okay.
So
you don't think Detroit gonna you don't think Detroit's gonna do something? Detroit should be in one. I know this is crazy, and it's going, but it's a new season. Shouldn't Detroit finish top two in the division?
No.
Brandon, you got to be kidding me.
No. I always do my schedule. When the schedule gets released, I always go through and do my predictions. I'll have it out next week, probably next Friday, because next Thursday night I got golf league, and then I'll come back and look at it Thursday night.
Yeah, that makes sense, because next Thursday they put out the schedule.
Yeah, but no, when I put myself together, I'm probably going to have between the Vikings and the Bears 1 and 2, and then number 3 is probably going to be Detroit, and then Green Bay.
They can't finish.
Or, excuse
third,
me, the Lions.
Brandon, the Detroit Lions cannot finish third after winning how many games?
They ain't going to finish third, John. They're going to finish fourth.
Oh wow.
Sorry.
You said they're going. Oh wow.
You're going to tell me Jared Goff's going to have 2 good seasons back to back? Not a chance. They already got rid of their best running back, Jamal Williams, and then they just traded their second best. They just traded their second best running back to Philadelphia. And now you're bringing
Gibbs. What do you think? They loaded back up. Philadelphia. The Eagles loaded back up, man. Oh my goodness.
Idiots are just trading everything to them.
Damn.
Why load up to a team that just went to the Super Bowl? Now, do I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl next year? It's hard to get back there. It's hard.
Who, the Philadelphia Eagles?
They got the roster.
They got a jail. They got that talent. I mean, those are young guys that they're replacing. You know what I'm saying? At those spots, man. And they're good, but, like, you know what I'm saying, coming from Georgia or Alabama just because, you know what I mean, you're on the NFL field now, son. But
let me.
You're right, though. Question mark that.
Let me give you let's see how many wins I can get them for right now. I'm looking at their schedule for next year. No dates or whatever or locations yet. Well, they have locations. Sorry. Commanders at home, they'll win. Then they'll play at Commanders on the road. Philly.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I think they take both from Washington.
Washington should have got an F.
Yeah. At Cowboys, I think Cowboys get the one at Cowboys Stadium. At the Rams, I think they beat the Rams. The Rams haven't showed anything.
Dallas is playing the Super Bowl this year. They have to.
At New England, at the Giants, at the Jets. Ooh, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets against the Eagles. Then you got home games against Cowboys and Giants, 49ers, Cardinals, and Bills. Dolphins, Seahawks, at the Chiefs, home against Minnesota, and at Tampa. I think this is looking like another 11-12 win team, at least.
At least.
At least.
But, you know, getting to the Super Bowl, though.
Get yourself a home game in the playoffs. I think anything's possible.
Right.
Let me look at your Colts.
Well, look at the Colts, but then think about this, y'all. Tennessee, I mean, they got Will Levis. He said trash.
Stop it. Do you see how easily they threw out the Wonder Boy of last year, Malik Willis? I ain't heard a single thing of him.
That's terrible, man. I hope we don't get in trouble with our good folks that love us down in Tennessee in our ratings and whatnot, man. But I won't. At some point, man, they gotta move on from the quarterback that they know they can't get him over the hump. He can't get him over the hump. That quarterback can't get him over the hump, man.
Are you talking about the Bills and Josh Allen?
Listen here, dude. This is supposed to be a basketball show, and you bringing in fall topics.
Well,
you
said quarterback that can't get over the hump. I didn't know who you were talking about.
I bet you Buffalo still wins that division, man.
For sure.
I'll tell you what, though, Brandon. This is a little spoiler alert. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be talking that crap, talking about I'm just going to go over here and we're going to win here. Like, welcome to the AFC, bro. This is not the NFC North where you used to piss on Chicago and Detroit and Minnesota and make it to the playoffs, man. Bill Belichick's not having that, man. I know Bill Belichick don't, Mac Jones ain't Aaron Rodgers, but they're not, man. The Jets is, the Jets
right.
is not moonwalking to the Super Bowl. The Jets is not moonwalking to the Super Bowl. Not with Aaron Rodgers.
All right, John, we're going to do this real quick. Colts schedule, wins and losses. I'm going to add them up here and kind of see where we get first glance.
Stop it.
At Cincinnati. I know what I'm marking it as. I'm thinking an L.
Why not? Absolutely. Joe Burrow?
At Atlanta. Now, this is not in order. I'm just going down this list of the teams that they're going to play.
Hey, man, they could beat Atlanta. With Minshew? I can't believe I'm saying it. But
I got
him
beating Atlanta, too. At Baltimore.
Riddler can't do. Nah, man, he's going to show out on this.
At Carolina. I think that's another loss.
Frank, revenge game?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Yep, it's happening.
Man,
it's in Carolina.
He's lighting the score up on us.
At Houston.
They lighting the score up on us.
Okay. Home against Houston.
You know what? They might. It might be a little bit closer. I'll take that back. It might be a little bit closer.
Home against Jackson.
They split. They're split with Houston. They're split with Houston. Yep.
What about
guess what? They're split with Jacksonville. Yep. I believe it.
Give me a second here to update that. Home. Okay. Tennessee. Two games against Tennessee.
Tennessee ain't sweeping nobody. Derrick Henry gonna run. Man, he gonna run over the coast, man. But nah, man. That's a split with Tennessee.
Okay. Home against Cleveland.
Scared of Cleveland, man. Concerned. We'll take the Cleveland. I say we beat Cleveland.
Okay. Home against Pittsburgh.
Nah, they ain't not beating Pittsburgh. They haven't beaten them in how long?
Since Peyton Manning was on that roster.
Yeah,
New Orleans Saints. At Lucas Oil.
Oh man, can we get media credentials for that? I wonder, are they gonna be serving like shrimp cocktail in the back? I don't know, man. I'm just kind of thinking about that. Listen, that might be a game they can win. Give us the coach. They can win that one.
Home against Tampa.
Tampa ain't got a chance. Tampa's gonna stink on ice. They should beat Tampa.
At the Raiders, or excuse me, home against the Raiders.
It's in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Who's the Raiders quarterback? Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
Is he going to be hurt by then?
We'll find out next week. We'll get the game in.
You can't guarantee that, man. Right now, man, the Raiders. That's a road win for them.
Okay. Last two, home against the Rams.
I hopefully by then, man, our guy Shaq Leonard has at least, you know, 11 punch-outs for loss, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully. And he's playing out there, man. I'm going to say it's a win for the Colts. Shaq Leonard, fumble recovery.
And last one, at New England.
They're not beating the Empire, man. It's not happening.
Okay.
That's
interesting. We both have the Colts going 7-10. So,
hey man, there's nothing wrong with this Gardner Minshew 1 year era. That's what it is, man. Embrace the mustache.
Yep. So, all right, we got our guy here. Let's bring him on real quick. Calling in, D-Cott, what's going on?
Hey, good evening, fellas. Good evening. I came in on the tail end here. You guys doing all right tonight?
Yeah, doing well, man. Doing well. I had a little bit of a health scare, but everything's good. So.
Yeah, I saw, man. I was definitely, man, for sure. All of us get our check engine light goes on from time to time. We got to make sure everything's working right, man. Nothing wrong with checking out, being a day ahead and a day late, man. For sure. So keep that up, man. Like I said, I had my colonoscopy about a month and a half ago, so Believe me, it's important, man. Listen, I'll tell you what, I was out when it happened, so I don't remember anything.
Damn. Don't go towards the light, D-Cot.
I know, right? Want to touch base with you guys, right? My guy Dennis, they're doing the renewals today, so they're working the old midnight train tonight. He couldn't get on today. He also is going to confirm with his director that he can get on and share, kind of make sure it's okay, right, to be on air to talk about ticketing, that type of deal, questions for you guys. He definitely commits. He says, man, that sounds awesome. So when he gets with his guy, his boss, Joe English, he's going to let me know probably tomorrow. And there's a chance next week, if you guys are on Wednesday, we could be up and running. And he's definitely down for it. He's got a lot to share. So, and he could be a recurring guest of you guys. He could be one of your insiders if you want for Pacers stuff. So
he can't be no insider, man. If you tell him he's going to be an insider, man, it's a spoiler.
No, right? Not that type of insider. I'm just talking about from a Pacers perspective, you know. But good stuff, though, man. Hey,
D-Kai, what you been on? You been watching the playoffs?
Man, I'm not watching the playoffs, man. I watched the draft last week in Lawrenceburg at Hollywood, and had a good time there. Me and the wife had a good time this weekend. But no, man, I didn't realize that Denver and Phoenix was 0-2. I had no idea. It doesn't move me, man. It's not my boys, man.
This horrible, have a dog man. Cedric Ceballos is shaming his head at Kevin Durant right now, man, in the Phoenix Suns uniform, man.
John, I was not wrong. I wasn't wrong about Durant.
Dude, Brandon Reeves, man, said he wasn't going to never win a championship ever again.
Everybody looks at things differently, right? I mean, the guy's got two. Whoopsie damn dude. He just signed a lifetime contract with Nike, man. I mean, that I would rather deal with that. That's the news I like to see. The games, I'm just telling you, man, it doesn't move me, man. It feels like it's so bad. I'm not saying it's WWE.
Don't tell that to your ticket guy. The game doesn't move you.
Listen, he knows the Pacers move me. I'm talking about this stuff. It just seems scripted, man. It seems like there's a plan for this stuff.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say.
Saying the game's a fix. I'm not saying a game. I just think the way they go, the ebb and flow of the game, I don't like it, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the harshest critic on this show right now that'll tell you, like, I like the kids. I like college basketball better than I like NBA basketball.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Regular season. 100%. But here's what happened. Like, the playoffs started, and it's like a switch turn. And, like, guess what? You know what? James Harden still don't play hard on the defensive side. It's not going to happen. He walks around. It's actually kind of embarrassing. But as soon as they get the ball on offense,
His energy perks up.
He turns on another light. Now, here's what happened in that game. I know nobody is interjecting it. Like, Boston put it on cruise control. You know what's happening in Boston, Brandon? They got an ego problem. It ain't just the kid.
Tatum and Brown saying, hey, what about me?
Brown keeps saying,
I'm the Batman. I'm the Robin. I'm with you, Jonathan, on that one.
And guys don't like that. Guys don't like that, man. And it wasn't like when Udoka, too. He kind of said, nah, man. He's like, y'all, tomato. It's not like that. And, like, as soon as Udoka got removed, now Brad Stevens is up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? At managing. And – the same dynamics. It might be the same team, like pieces. I don't know what the hell Malcolm Brogdon was out there doing. Don't ask me. Don't ask me what Malcolm Brogdon did.
Jonathan. At least he's been healthy. He found a fountain of health, man. The guy was healthy all year.
He made a great pass. It was a great pass.
All
tongue in cheek. They took their foot off. that's the kind of concerning with the NBA is that a team can be as good as Boston, good as Miami, good as Boston, or even Milwaukee as they got dusted, and because a certain player, the teams are fragile. They have a fragile ego. Boston
well,
should be
too much social media.
Boston
too much
was,
social
Boston's
media.
Okay. The Vegas eyes to change, did it not, Brandon? It shifted from Milwaukee when Johnson got bounced to Boston. I don't think Boston's in top odds to win the championship anymore.
Man, do you all notice, Jonathan, Brandon, do you all notice when a player is upset or his contract didn't get renewed or he didn't get the contract
reflected out on the floor, man. Yeah.
What do they do? They unfollow the team. You know, that's what 8-year-olds do. That's how
know
it's all about
Brandon.
My feelings.
The other kids,
here's
what we got now, though. Here, Brandon and Deacon, we have role players thinking that they are more important. So the kid on this team who's pissed off is the Grant kid. He went to Tennessee. He's a good guy. He's a good role playing guy for him. He plays a little small power forward and definitely too small center, but he gets the job done for him. He's pissed at his role. Like, dude. Hey, man, Tatum and Brown's going to take the shots, bro. This is how it is. This is how they can make up on the thing. You there to be the grunt. You there to scream. You there to get, hey, man, if you get that shot at the top, God bless you, you just go. He wants some more money.
If you get 12,
like behind the scenes.
If you get 12
points, like now
okay,
we got him. We got the likes of him. We got the likes of Dylan Brooks running around. I get it. The media didn't help you build up your brand, but you're still a role player, friend. The frustration for me for, like, the whole – I like the competitiveness because, like, Harden turned on this, man. That was crazy, man, to watch it. Boston let this hung around, and Harden turned on back.
Say his name correctly, please. I need you to apologize for his slander.
He's still Chubby Harden, man.
No, he ain't Chubby
Harden.
That's Slim Harden. Slim Harden.
I know, right?
They got these fragile squads that are so concerned about the be concerned about the championships. They turned on a switch of importance because it's definitely a different importance like now than the regular season. But they didn't they still brought some of the baggage, the emotional baggage of they worried about Jason Tatum being who cares?
They're the guilty girlfriend. They're the jilted girlfriend, man.
They ain't got
I'm mad.
Jilted yet.
I'm a pal. I'm going to fold my arms up, and I'm not going to talk to you the whole way on the way home.
Well,
okay. Let me ask you this, John.
What's your thoughts on
– you talk about, you know, these players. How about the – and he found out pretty quick if you come at the king and you don't back it up.
Dylan Brooks.
And him unbelievably close to the media. Why is your big enemy a villain? Man, get the F out of here with that dude.
Hey, man,
come on.
Dylan Brooks made the organization. We forget these are billion-dollar organizations. Dylan Brooks made the organization look bad because you didn't back it up. LeBron's that right there was already strike number one.
He didn't even come close to backing it up. And let me tell you,
to Gerald Wilkins versus Michael Jordan. He wasn't even close. I couldn't even make a meme about it, man.
Hey, listen. This is how bad the Dylan Brooks Memphis Grizzlies mess is. I was rooting so hard for the Lakers. Yes, I said it. And LeBron. And I'm gonna tell you this, I'm real talk, serious talk. Me and Reggie got into an argument about it, but I'm serious. And I'm hoping they beat the Warriors. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because that role playing, loudmouth, 378 claps a game, 3,000 yells, four stomps a game, Draymond single double triple, Green.
Well,
look at his box score. Look at his stat score. 4-7.
Hold on, Deacon. Before we clown him on the Lakers loss, man. Listen. My boy Sabonis did not play. He played hard. He didn't play strong or smart.
Sabonis was he's nothing beyond 14 feet. He was exposed, man. he had a role
Kevin
playing
Looney,
center.
Sabonis,
a role playing center got him for 20 rebounds and three different games.
I passed out.
A role playing center.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sabonis, I'm like, man, I ain't saying Sabonis is like Jokic. I never said Sabonis is Jokic. You know what I mean? But like,
he rolled on the cape of that Sacramento team this year, man. He looked a hell of a lot better than he is. I'm not saying he's a bum. What I'm saying is he was above his head during the regular season, man. We got to chill with this. The bonus,
man, they got
MVP.
He got
Come on,
pro.
Man.
I don't know what the hell happened, man.
The guy's a very good player. That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's not a great player. He's a very good
player.
Does the thumb get in his head? I think he's a Kevin Wolf anyway, even when he was here.
Damn.
But my point is, he's a good player. It's just not that dog, right? And I'll leave it at that, man. I mean, a role-playing center made him look bad, from a rebounding perspective. But so my point,
That's
I'm
true.
Telling you this, I'm hoping that the Lakers win because I'm going to go mean city man, on Draymond Green.
California
Mr.
will implode. Brandon,
man,
California
I'm,
will
I'm,
go
I'm,
into the ocean
I'm, man,
if the Lakers
I can't
win.
Believe I'm saying this. I'm going
It'll
to
be Armageddon. It'll be like Armageddon, man. I can't believe
happen.
They drew this. I
don't think it's going to happen either. But there's nothing wrong with wishing, man.
I'm a big LeBron guy. Like, I'd love to see him get as much success as he can get. I'll say that. But I mean, I've had a future since the beginning of March on the Warriors to win, and I got it plus 1100. So like, they ain't losing.
Curry got another gear right now that he'll tap into.
Let me ask you this. Because I had people asking me today, well, I was busy as can be at work, and people are texting me, if I had a problem with the shot at the end of the game with it not being Curry or Clay. I said no. I said the dude's already hit 6 threes for the game. Like, he had a wide-open look.
I heard about it, yeah. What's the big deal? The guy's been hitting big shots all season. There's no rule that says when less than 30 seconds to go in a game, these two guys. No, you don't do that. Jordan didn't do it in the Titans against Utah. He didn't do it against against Utah. Come on, man. No.
Right.
If the guy's open, and like you said, Brent, if he hit six, I didn't know he hit six because I didn't watch the game. But if he hit six, hell no. Let him shoot for the seven.
Jordan Poole's trying to play hero, man.
He got a hero contract.
Austin Reeves can't be guarding Clay. He put him in the spin cycle.
Hey, man, Austin Reeves, oh, my God. I can't believe he's out on the court.
See what happens in the offseason with Austin Reeves, Mr. I'm going to make as much money as I can get. I can't wait to see how this unfolds. And I'll tell you what, if anybody ever says to me, oh, he looked good in the Pacers, I'm going to choke him out on the spot right there. So, listen.
Austin Reeves will be with the Spurs, man.
I'm going to hit you guys. My employee is wrestling this Saturday night. I sent you guys the link. Any
Delaware County.
Here we go.
The mud hens.
I couldn't listen. You all have no idea how I met. My whole.
I'm gonna be on it. I'm gonna be on it.
They are hyped, man. They're like, we got a pro wrestler that works for us, man. And it's crazy, man. But he's one of the nicest guys. He's he's kind of to himself. Actually, he's really to himself. But I told you I had him do a promo for me. He did a promo for me, man. The next time I'm in the office and he's there, I'm going to have him record one for me. And I'm going to send it to you guys.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
Brandon, before we get decaught off, man. So you don't want to talk. You got to get this Brandon Miller out of your mind and the Pacers, man. You claiming Brandon Miller, man. There's other guys you might want to look at.
Listen, man, I'm claiming it. I'm just claiming it. Here's what I'm saying. I'm claiming, first of all, it's going to be a top three pick. You heard it here. The Pacers will get top three pick.
What?
One of the top three picks. Yes, absolutely. The luck is going to be with us. Every time we've been in a situation, we got pooped on.
Woo!
This is our year. Wayman Tisdale, you got the Rick Smith. You got, you know, who else was it? Benoit Benjamin.
If we can go back in time and make Raymond Tisdale work, man, Raymond Tisdale was a good basketball player, man.
Yeah.
But
my uncle has a Raymond Tisdale Pacers jersey in his closet still. I wanted to take it.
That's what's up. But I'll tell you,
the team was going in, correct me if I'm wrong, DK, I don't want to go down this road. The team was going in another direction, and he was like kind of like older. That's why he ended up in Sacramento.
No, he just was. We weren't doing much with him and Vern Fleming, right? Because you remember those are the two Olympians, right? So we thought the two Olympians coming in, they came in together, and it just didn't work. And to be quite frank about it, the reason why Vern Fleming was an Olympian, Bob Knight did the Pacers a favor. He wanted to get him exposure and get him out there. That's why he was on that 84 team. Vern Fleming was a very serviceable, good player, right? And Tisdale was a great college player. But his skill set didn't transfer to the NBA, though.
There was a lot of, hey, man, we're going to wait till Vern turn out. You know what I mean? They're going to turn Vern loose. Right. There was all those. You know,
yeah,
I do remember that. I remember seeing Wayman Tisdale on the Phoenix Suns team put in work, and I was like, damn, I remember when he was a Pacer. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. All right, you oldies. We ain't talking this anymore.
Deacon,
my last thing for you, my last thing before I let you finish up, I can't wait for the draft lottery night. We will be there.
Oh, I got news for you. It's not good news, but it's okay. Here's the deal. No. Found out today I've got to be in Nashville. We're having a job fair. We're expanding to our Tennessee site in Franklin, Tennessee. But here's the deal. Daryl Jr., my son, y'all see my son, he's going to go in my place. And I already talked to Dennis. We're all good because his name's Daryl, too. So he's going to go, and I'm going to do a plus three. So it'll be Daryl and probably one of his buddies and you two guys.
Okay.
I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. Real talk. I'll give y'all my son's phone number. I'll give you his phone number. I'll have him hook up with you guys, right? And the thing is, he's my same name, so it's not there. It's no. They don't check, you know, like your blood, your blood,
no
or
worries.
Anything like that. So it's a lot. See, I hate that I'm gonna miss it, but this work thing, we're blowing up, man. If you all know, Brendan, you and I talked about it before. If you guys know anybody that has any interest in the mortgage field and leadership, we're up there at Westfield, 191st Street, but also we're expanding now to a place called Franklin, Tennessee. It's outside of Nashville. It's a suburb, about 20 minutes from University of Vanderbilt University.
We need to get those damn rates down, man. Me and the wife are looking for a house right now, talking with the banks, and
man,
my God,
good luck on that. Listen, they gave up so much 2 years ago, man. They're trying to recoup. Houses were selling sight unseen, man. We had people saying, I'm making an offer on that house, and they're trying to recoup, man. So
it's wild. And the federal rate went up today.
Yeah.
So
my last thing is
November 9th. I need you to, I think it's the 9th. They haven't approved it yet, the actual date, but I believe I'm hearing rumors November 9th. I need you to put that date on your calendar and keep it free for us to go somewhere, because that will be
the night.
That's the 11th. But that will be the night, and you might become a veteran that night. That's the night when Zach Edey returns to Purdue. Purdue plays Alabama in Canada that night.
It just got
released about 2 hours ago. Alabama and Purdue will play in Canada November 9th.
I got my passport. Respect. So where at in Canada?
Toronto.
Are we flying? Clearly we're flying, right?
I don't care. But I'm just saying, keep the night open.
Yeah, I see that's a Thursday. I see it. Because veterans, I'm off that Friday, too.
They haven't came out with the date. It was just a rumor that I heard it's November 9th. But the non-conference dates haven't been out. But it just came out about 2 hours ago. Alabama and Purdue will be playing basketball.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'll be nice, man. Last thing.
Your wildest dream.
Is the NIL working like it needs to or what, man? I can't hold my enthusiasm down. There are no more dynasties. No more. No more. These guys are moving. They're shaking schools down for more money. You saw the mass exodus from Bama, the mass exodus from Arkansas.
That was crazy.
Colorado.
I love it. I love it, man. I mean, you can say, well, wait a minute, you're a Bama. Man, I love it. Now we're all in the same pot. Who's the best coach? Who's the best tactician?
I
love it.
I don't know. The only other thing I would say, man, if you leave in certain school universities, man, to go over here, like the best thing for you is to turn pro, not necessarily
because they know. Listen, even though these guys say I'm going to be in the NBA, I'm going to be in the NFL, they know only 2% are getting there. Why not say? I think guys, to be frank about this, I think as the money gets better, unless it levels off, I think guys going to stay in school longer. I think they're going to be hired gunmen.
Well, they already are.
I think I can see guys being in 2, 3, 4 schools in a 4-year, 5-year span.
My.
Yeah. Why not? If you know you've got skills, but your skills aren't to the point of where you think you'll be an NBA player, why not get fat in college, man?
Oh, my goodness.
I love it, man. I just got to tell you, I'm excited about it. Brandon, we can touch base on that mortgage stuff again, man. You know, on the side, but reach out, man. I'll keep you guys posted. I'll put Daryl's number for you guys in that chat we got, and I'll make sure he knows what's up, man, for sure, 100%. And I've got the invite emailed to me today, so I'm gonna go ahead and accept it now, and I'll have those two on there just so you guys.
Sounds
know.
Good. Take care, Decot.
All right, fellas, be safe.
All right, John.
But man, it's a fountain of sports information, man.
All right, I got my list of grievances for you.
What's going on?
Well, first I want to talk about you need to pay some respect and give some flowers to James Harden. Go out and put a 45 burger on last night when everybody counted them out.
I mentioned it. Joel's still the MVP.
No, of course, well deserved. But I mean, Harden is that type of player. He is totally fine and capable of saying, hey, boom, I'll be the number two. It's worked out in Philly when we didn't think it would work out. It's worked out. He's capable. And then say, hey, you know what? Damn, we need you to be that guy tonight. And Harden's capable of coming out and being that guy one night or whatever. So every time I saw it, I kept yelling in my chair.
They might need 2 more nights out of him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. What'd you say? You texted me you needed to save that game for game 7?
Yeah, you didn't say that for game 7.
All right.
They don't know when MVP is going to come back, right? So, who knows, man? Harden, once you start hitting the threes, man, I was like, Boston, they left too much time and too much. It wasn't even a 10-point lead.
Malcolm Brogdon made the best pass of his career.
Stop it.
So.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
And that's rare air. Just remember that, of the upper quartile. Secondly, Lakers and Warriors, John. Like I said, I want LeBron to get as much success as he can. I like watching the Warriors play, and they put that beat down on Sacramento, which I told you, even when the Warriors were down 2-0 to the Kings, that I wasn't worried one bit. The champs are the champs for a reason, and they went out and threw up, beat that ass by 20 in Sacramento. Light the beam, as Curry said after the game. And this one, I mean, I've got the Warriors a future on the Warriors to win the title, and I'm looking forward to that. I think they're fine. Honestly, I still think the Warriors win this series, even with losing game one. I'm not concerned one single bit. I know they've got a squad, Scott, but you got LeBron. I don't think AD is going to be able to produce. Maybe he'll prove me wrong, but I don't think AD can keep producing this over and over again.
Randy, you know what you're forgetting.
The problem
here
is with the Warriors, they don't attack the basket. Okay, you settle here for threes. Yeah, you made, 13 more three-pointers in the Lakers? That's fine.
Right.
The problem is the Lakers, though, are getting they're being physical and getting to the foul line and getting those fouls on the Warriors. You're not going to be able to shoot those threes if you can't stay in the game. So that's the kryptonite to the Warriors, that they aren't shooting free throws and they ain't getting in the lane, and their defense is lackluster because the Lakers are just playing bully ball. So they've got to figure that out. I'm not worried. I think the Warriors, I want LeBron to win the title. I'll say it. I said it again here right now live. I want him to win the title, but I just think the Warriors, man. The Warriors got the better team. The Festivus of Grievances. Yes, Justin. So I need JB to respect my call when I said the Warriors weren't out of it, Kings, and they're down 2-0, came back, and then they're going to crush this one. They'll be fine. I think they get through it. The Grizzlies collapse and Ja Morant, I don't think people are talking about that enough, how
right.
Ja Morant and this Memphis Grizzlies team fall flat on their face. I do appreciate Ja saying it's on him because he was a distraction. You damn right you were a distraction. You and you got your clown show Dylan Brooks, both of y'all's distractions, and you pissed off the king. And you piss off the king, you end up in the dungeon, and the dungeon is you're packing up in the offseason. So, and he's not going to be back with the Grizzlies. They don't want him.
No, he won't be.
Third, I had somebody chirping me last night. This was not a grievance to you. I had people chirping me about Joel Embiid saying he didn't deserve to win the MVP award.
Who said that?
Are you kidding me? That is the true definition of MVP. And he's finished runner-up the last 2 years. So it makes no sense to me how Joel Embiid does not deserve the MVP of the way he has played this year, even with a little bit of an injury. And I got another one, John. Let me keep the rolling. Let me keep the train rolling. By the way, Scott K. Nichols, our awesome sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, says, John, on the Facebook Live, have you all discussed Poole's shot? Man, that was a terrible shot. 10 seconds left. That was a hero shot. I will give you that, Scott. It is.
That is right.
A hero shot. But he's already hit 6 previously in the game. And people ask me if I had a problem, and you may not have heard me earlier, ask me if I had a problem with Poole taking the last shot and not Steph or Clay. And I don't. The man's hit 6 previously in that game. It was wide open. Regardless, even if you missed it, the way he missed it, you still give your team a chance to get a rebound, especially with Looney in there. Giving yourself a check to throw it back out. Because if you think about it, if the Miami Heat didn't do that against the Spurs, if LeBron didn't take that 3 early, it wouldn't get kicked out to Ray Allen. They wouldn't have won that title. So I think you take the best available shots available to you, even with 10 seconds to go. If you look at Harden last night, or 2 nights ago, Harden took his shot with 8 seconds left, you know? So, I mean, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah, get closer. I agree. Yeah, it could have been closer. But at that point, I think he was just more shocked as well that he was that wide open. So, and the last thing I have, John, grievance-wise towards you before I let you talk about this topic. Man, I've lost so much respect for Giannis after that chicken shit of a press conference that he put out there about, hey, that those were good interview questions. Yeah, do you consider this a failure? If you don't win the championship, John, it's okay that it's called a failure, Giannis. It's okay. He's sitting there trying to go, well, it's a life. And he's sitting there ridiculing the reporter. The reporter's doing his job asking questions. And somebody, and I retweeted it, and I wish I would have saved it to put it up on the board. But the exact definition of, like, what kind of questions to ask at that, and it's the perfect questions. So Giannis and his big baby-ass answers, I'm over it.
Oh, man.
I'm over him. You know, he's all lovey-dovey, yay, 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 when we win. But when we lose, he pulls a Dylan Brooks, and I'm not going to talk about this. It's not a failure. Bro, you were the number one seed. You lost to an 8 seed. It's an effing failure. I'm sorry. It is. Just admit it and move on. Lost respect for you.
Dude, you have lost Milwaukee. You have lost all the people in Milwaukee, man. Oh, man, is that good? Well, when the Brewers play Cincinnati, we'll check back for that. Hey, man, Brandon Reed, let's go back to the Lakers, man. Do you forget that LeBron has played like crap and they still won in, like, the last few games? Right?
He didn't have a title last night.
This team is kind of transitioned. right? It's some of its powers over to Anthony Davis, right? I get it. Don't believe just all that just yet. Don't think LeBron James ain't gonna turn on the switch.
45 burgers coming.
Don't think that's not gonna happen. I'm not saying Steph is not gonna go crazy because like he got lost. He felt like embarrassed to be in a game seven with the Sacramento Kings. If the fans see, like I stand out. It's the truth. I stand out for Sabonis. I thought he made a reclamation of himself when he came to the Pacers. I thought it was a mistake for them to trade him as a talent, right? But I get it, man. We got a better player, whatever, came back in return. But you know, the Pacers are still in neutral, and we're not in the playoffs. So there's that little nugget, too. Point is, man, this is LeBron James and Steph Curry, part five. They know one another. And, like, I expect LeBron James to have at least two more good, like, hey, man, like, I'm trying to get at least to the Western Conference Finals, man. I don't necessarily think the Lakers can beat the Denver Nuggets. Even if LeBron James plays at his best at his, you know what I'm saying, at this age, I don't think the Denver Nuggets, I don't think, you know what I'm saying, the Lakers can beat them because they just don't have it. All, like, the Denver Nuggets right now, I'm not saying the Denver Nuggets, right? Well, I am, I guess. The Denver Nuggets have probably, and from my basketball, probably what I see, they probably got the best chances of winning as long as nobody gets hurt. They got the best chance to win in the NBA title because they're the most connected team. They're the most team that's been together. They've had growing pains together. They've been hurt together. They've been disappointed together. They've had high moments together.
They have the least amount of drama.
Right. They ready to dust off the Phoenix Suns, right? You know what I'm saying? In two more games.
By the way, I forgot to even mention that on my list. I've already told you once, Kevin Durant. And I will repeat it, and you've already put it on the Twitterverse. Kevin Durant. Everybody turn up your speakers a little bit so you can hear this, all right? I'll say it again. Kevin Durant will never win another NBA title as long as he is in the NBA. Book it. And then just like this, just as much, John, as the sun rises in the east, and it sits in the West, Chris Paul gets hurt in the playoffs. Every year, Chris Paul gets hurt in the playoffs. He sneezes. He gets hurt. Damn. He picks up juice out of the fridge. He gets hurt. The Suns may win a title at some point, but it won't be with Kevin Durant, and it sure as hell ain't going to be with Chris Paul.
Damn. Nah, that's not happening, man. That's not happening. But anyway, man, let's go back down this other. There's still some basketball left to be played with the Knicks and with Miami. Again, man, coming into the outside of Steph Curry, man, Jimmy Butler has made. Who was Mr. 2023 playoffs? Ben, Jimmy Butler, and I would say Steph Curry, man. Brandon, I listen. The Denver Nuggets are like the best team that's just kind of just waiting. You know what I'm saying, for all the dominoes to fall. They will get a good push for sure if it takes out that the Lakers lose to the Golden State Warriors. You know what I'm saying? I think the champion comes out of the West this year.
Yeah.
Too much drama in Boston. You saying too much whining in Milwaukee, we're going to kind of disagree. But you know what I'm saying? And, like, the Knicks you can't necessarily trust because guess what? That's the game of what Miami should have won last night. If Jimmy Butler plays, they probably sweep. Well, yeah, they probably sweep the Knicks. The Knicks are a feel-good. It's a feel-good situation in New York right now.
Right.
They
all
win. I don't want to take away from anything Brunson has done. Brunson's made a hell of an offensive player, and so is Randle. But they still got a long ways to go before
Randall does too much hero ball.
Yeah, they come a long way before he's like getting out of the East.
How about our boy RJ? RJ's stepping up.
Man, it's kind of clunky, but it is, man. He's stepping as well. Right, but he's a starter now, and he's not going anywhere. Kind of starter, so there's that. But like the East, like as far as the playoffs concerned. Like, Brandon, it's like if Boston gets their head together and start worrying about, you know what I'm saying, each other's checks, and they're the best team, but, like, they can't let Slim Harden drop another 40 burger or keep it around till Joel Embiid gets man, that was
right.
Solid.
You're
Brandon,
right, man. That's why Embiid's playing tonight. They are going for the throat tonight. Philly is.
I got no problem. Like, you know what? They waited patiently to get Joel Embiid, and like they did all that draft tanking, and like that left a real bad. I mean, I ain't like it. I don't want, if I run a team, I never done it like that. So like when he was named the MVP, did he already know he's gonna get it? Absolutely. But knowing you're gonna get it till they actually say it is two different things, and then it hit him. Like, you the MVP of the NBA. Like, come on, man. That hit him. He started crying, dude. That's why I shared it on my page, man. I think it's legit emotion, and I think he legitimately wants to be one of the best top basketball players ever to walk the earth. And the way to put the icing on the cake with that is to say, yo, I won an NBA championship along with his MVP. They got a shot to do it, man.
Did you see them going 3-1?
Team, man. You said what now?
Could you see them winning 4-1 and 5?
In Boston's still better than them, man, but Boston is a bunch of dudes in the mirror.
I agree, and I think Joel Embiid, kept thinking maybe he should sit out tonight just to give that rest. You got what you needed, which was the one win in Boston. Now you're going to
Kawhi Leonard. He ain't Kawhi Leonard, man.
You know what? He's at that point where he's like, shit, I want to go out. I want to step on their throats. I want to take two in Boston, and then we win two at home and get it over with. But I think this series is at least 6 games, if not 7. I still have Boston coming out on top in this series, regardless. But
it is. I don't know, man. They are a very connected team. I kind of watched some of the media stuff scrum afterwards with Joel Embiid and how the team kind of felt. And like, I mean, he kind of said some things that everybody's gonna say it ain't about me, it's about you. But I think he's the holdover. He's the one that's been the longest. Nobody has been there longer than Joel Embiid. Not the coach, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think the general manager, yeah. But, yeah, nobody's been there longer than Joel Embiid and the general manager. So, this is a real, team award for them as well. But that he feels, man. Brandon, don't go crazy. Like I said, that's why I said Tim Harder should have played that game for game 7.
I hear you. We talked about the Knicks already and that feel-good story in New York, and that'll be interesting. It's just crazy to believe that either the Heat or the Knicks are going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, but it doesn't shock me with the Heat. Jimmy Buckets going out there, the way he silent assassined the Milwaukee Bucks and then went out and cold-blooded game one for the Heat. I could see the Heat, making a serious strong run. I'm just not the Suns.
When you call it,
it's a wrap.
Brandon, when did Tyler Hero turn into Eminem?
That outfit was ridiculous. I had to rewind the TV, John. I said, what the hell? My wife goes, what is he wearing? I said, I don't know. I mean, that's not as bad. That was almost as bad as James Harden wearing the JNCOs.
I saw it the other day, man, where he had a hand wrap and somebody signed number 55. He had signed it. This was the other day. And I was like, they kept on talking about Tyler Hero. I'm like, man, that's not Tyler Hero. That's Eminem. And then somebody else said it. I thought it was funny, man. Like, nah, man, Tyler Hero outfit is ridiculous. Yeah,
your boy's still out there making money, Cody Zeller, somehow.
Hey, man, he's a good screener, finisher, you know what I'm saying, at the rim, man. He knows his role, man. So there you have it. Him and Kevin Love out here winning.
Let's see. What else do I got on there? NBA side. Like I said, NBA don't have too much left on that. But I do have next, John, if I can find my graphic.
Uh-oh, get your graphic.
Yeah. This weekend's a special weekend. It's the Kentucky Derby, the 149th edition, John, of the Derby. The pulse positions are out. And just to give everybody familiarity with this, last year, Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby, John, and they had the longest odds in the race to win. Longest odds. If you would have took the last place horse that was with the odds and the favorite for that race and put them together in an exacta, and you would have put $2, John, down, that would have won you for $2 bet would have won you, I think it was $67,000
off
of that last year. So the odds are out. These will change, obviously, on Saturday. I'm excited to watch the Derby. This is why I'll be watching the Derby. I won't be doing no wrestling thing up in Muncie. So I've got Derby that day. I'm going to give you the names, John, and I'm going to tell me which one you like. These are some interesting names this year. Hit Show, Verifying, Two Fills, Confidence Game, Tapet Trice, King's Barn, Reincarnate, Mage, Skinner, not the wrestler.
Oh, what?
Practical Move, Disarm, Jace Road, Sun Thunder, Angel of Empire, Forte, Raising Cane, not the chicken place, which is really good.
Man.
Derma, Stokelgate, Rocket Can, Lord Miles, Continuar, Cyclone Mischief, Mandarin Hero, and King Russell. Your favorite right now is Forte. Forte is 3-1 odds. Second right now is Tapet Trice with Luis Saez in there. So that is your Derby.
Wow.
How about post time, 6:57, Saturday night.
Reincarnate. That don't sound
Reincarnate,
that sound.
Yeah. John Velasquez, former winner of the Kentucky Derby jockey, currently sitting at 50-1. So not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
$2 on that one.
Yeah, $2 will give you a little bit. 6:57 is post on Saturday night on NBC. Looking forward to that. Before that, the Kentucky Oaks on Friday is basically like, it's like carb day for IndyCar. We'll call it like that. Carb day of IndyCar, of Indy 500 weekend, the Kentucky Oaks. These are all females, fillies, and this race is at 5:51 p.m. on Friday. This is a good one as well. I think just now looking at the names, I haven't done much prep yet on this one, but I do kind of like Hoosier Philly. Hoosier Philly is the name of one of them. So let's have a connection with Shane Steichen and Frank Wright. Hoosier Philly, you know, who knows?
Oh, wow. Don't do that.
John, anything else from you? I don't have much left. It's NBA.
Brandon, you were talking about who you was getting chirped by, man. I got chirped, man. Cubs.
You got chirped?
Said we don't talk. Yeah, man. Said we don't talk enough Cubs, man, on the program, man. For us to be a crossroads sports that covers Indiana and Ohio sports, and you know what I'm saying? They tell us we talk enough about Memphis and Tennessee women basketball. Why don't we talk about Cubs, man? So, listen, we got to incorporate. Like, I know Brandon is probably not a Cubs fan. I don't think there's no secret.
I watch it.
But like, nah, man, Bellinger. I think he's got a streak going on. 17. It's not gloom and doom with the Cubbies right now.
They're 3-7 their last 10. It is.
It's
not as bad as the cross town Chicago White Sox. John, did you watch that video that I sent you from the White Sox?
I did, but they've got two wins.
Is that not a passionate fan that called into that show? you know what went through my mind during hearing that? If you haven't heard it, folks, there is a gentleman that, let's see if I can find it real quick, that had a very passionate call in on just the crappy
local radio.
Yeah, crappy radio. I'm going to see if I can play this and see if you guys can all kind of hear it. But it's and if I'll play it. And John, I won't play the whole thing because it's 7 minutes long. But I instantly like saw in my mind, I fast forwarded about 12 to 13 years. And it's like, is this going to be me with the Indiana Pacers? Because I could feel it. I could feel it. So this was a little bit. I'll play a little snippet of it for everybody if they can hear it. So here we go. Yeah, yeah.
While Brandon is queuing that up.
Oh, yeah.
We just want to say thank you. I know we're getting kind of close to the end of the show. Just want to say thank you to Maverick Custom Motorsports.
Our sponsor. Can hear it?
I want to say thank you. Is it going right now?
It was. Sorry. I didn't know if you were here or not. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, John. Wrap us up. Do your thing.
Nah, man.
We'll talk Cubs. I'll save it for next week.
I think the gist of it, they wanted more baseball talk, man. So, like, man, we'll talk Cubs. We'll talk a little Padres.
Pittsburgh Pirates, number one in the Central.
Little Pittsburgh, little Tampa Bay, you know what I'm saying? We'll get around the map, man.
We got all summer for this, though, right? We got all summer for baseball.
Dude, right. This is the tip of the iceberg. Baseball season is the tip of the iceberg right now.
Nobody cares about baseball right now.
Yes, you do. You Reds fans care. Don't start that. Don't tell that lie.
Season's a wrap, John. 13-18. Lost two in a row.
They can't get hot. They can't get a win streak.
They did, and it's already over with.
Damn, man. Well, there goes all that money they put on that pitching, man. They got some facts, man. But like, nah, man. I just want to say thank you to our sponsors. Like I said, Mavis Custom Motorsports, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance. I want to say thank you to Wiseman Logistics. How can we do Crossroads Sports without them? And also, how can we do Crossroads Sports without you? Thanks for all our folks who kind of chimed in on the Facebook Live. Thanks to Decott for chiming in, man. Dude, Decott took a whole daggone 10-minute segment. Call-in, supposed to be like a call-in. He turned it into a segment, man. So thanks, man, for chopping it up with us, man, for sure. We'll get to Reggie, man. If Reggie owes
send out the bat signal. He is
we'll
missing.
Get to Reggie, man. You know what I'm saying? But I know, man. Follow us on, if you didn't follow the live show, follow us on Crossroads Sports on Twitter. Follow us on Three Cool Smith on Twitter as well. Follow us on Crossroads Sports Instagram as well, man. We share the show doesn't necessarily stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. It continues, man. So just want to say thank you, everybody, for chiming in and listening, man. We'll be back next week, bigger, better than ever. Thanks for listening.
Guys are idiots. And Three Foolish Men, I put you right in that category.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.